Yeah, you know, Paul, you were just saying, you know, when it comes to our characters here, you know, I'm pretty much exactly how I look in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty, of course, as we know, can turn into like an M. Bison sort of character.
I like how you've got a tiny little bulge, too.
Yeah.
So it's
look at Scotty's massive bulge,
I know,
too.
Scotty's got a big old package.
And we don't know what the fuck your bulge looks like because we can't see it under the belly bulge.
It's
yeah,
the fat.
It's huge.
Why did you ask him to downplay your fatness so much, though?
I don't know. I was just feeling self-conscious and stuff in the moment. I was just thinking, like, it would be amazing if I just let him be realistic with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, you wouldn't fit in that ball, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That ball
I'd
is
be spilling
built,
out
dude.
Of that ball
yeah,
in
you'd,
every direction.
There'd you'd
be
need
just,
a much larger ball.
There'd be a whole skirt of, like, flab around the edge
I'm,
of that
I'm
ball.
I'm pretty sure Paul
the
built the ball to fit him.
Dude, maybe I could have stayed in that ball, but I'd be more like contained, like I filled the entire ball, you know,
yeah.
My face would be pressed up,
I mean, pressed up against the glass.
It does look like your little stubby feet are pushing the glass pretty much.
Oh, yeah. They're right up against the glass, and as it is.
I mean, that's obvious. I mean, that couldn't be glass. That has to be some kind of like, you know, polycarbonate super shit, because, you know, he's going into battle with that. You know, you wouldn't want to just be fucking protected by some like, you know, safety glass or some shit.
I thought that's what his layer of fat does, though. Isn't it like one
of
the superpowers,
okay.
Dude? Like bullets just bounce off
bullets
the fat.
Bullets just bounce off the fat, so even if the glass breaks.
Yeah, the glass is just to keep bird shit off of me when I fly.
Oh, okay.
It's like bugs and bird shit, dude. Yeah.
I was not aware. I didn't know how Paul's character worked in this universe. Yeah,
come on, bud.
I'm sorry. So today, we were going to do a different episode today, but we decided that YouTube would be too restrictive, and we decided to push that one back. And if you're one of our $10 patrons, you probably saw our meeting a while back where we discussed what episodes we're going to do, and you see how often the schedule has changed and stuff. But
yeah, it's part of the job.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to change based on that kind of stuff. But, I mean, like, it's a...
We just pulled a strike, and it's a one that, you know, we're going to want to show clips from things on, and it's just not a good time for the channel right
now.
So
we kind of just threw this together. I mean, it wasn't just haphazard, but we remember that we really liked the episodes where we went around and looked at the best and worst places, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't look at the best. We just looked at the worst last time. Worst in America, worst around the world. This time we thought we'd do more of like a compare and contrast kind of thing.
Cool.
You know,
the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, take a look at like, here's the richest city, here's the poorest. You know, we got a lot of categories. I don't want to give it all away, but I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And but before that, you know, maybe some show banter and shit, which I feel like we spent a lot of our banter doing. Yeah, we got to fluff it up a little bit.
All fluff.
It's got to be all fluff. You know, we should just
fluff
episode where we just sit here and bullshit and just yammer and
fluff.
That's it. Just the fluff episode.
No, it's kind of
no
the same thing
content.
As that other idea I had for an episode before the show. No.
Don't reveal it.
No, I'm not
don't
going
reveal
to.
It.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying.
Because we could do both. We could.
Oh, yeah.
They could be twin episodes.
We could.
You know, you never know.
Deep fluff fried.
Deep fluff fried. Deep fat fart. It's good.
Start the show. Start the show.
Show has started. What do you
start
want?
The show.
What do you want from me? What do you fucking want? So you want to just get into it? You guys
no,
have
I'm just,
any?
I'm just making fun of the people that
you guys have any items you want to bring
that
up?
The show, the banter of the show is not part of the show.
Oh, we could talk about Trump's tweet today.
Oh yeah,
if you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
I could pull it up.
We could. We could do a digression about Trump's tweet. Or do you have any Tejeevances today, Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty, if you got a Tejeevance, you could bring it up.
I can't think of one, really. I don't think TJ's really irked me at all today.
I've been good.
He's been a good boy today.
I've been good.
Honestly?
Has TJ...
As much as it pains me to say this, there's nothing that immediately jumps out.
Yep.
And it is strange, because normally I would have like several like, well, TJ showed up later, didn't do this or didn't do that, but none of that's actually happened.
Yeah.
So I'm actually kind of disappointed.
Good boy.
You know what? You know,
maybe that's the Tejeevance.
Yeah, that's why it's my Tejeevance.
Yeah, why didn't you fuck up today?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, why didn't you fuck up, TJ? Like,
I'm fucking sorry, dude.
Well, I'm normally dependent on you to fuck up, so I have something to complain about.
If you stop fucking up, we don't.
When you do your job right, TJ, I mean, that makes us look like we're all doing the same kind of job, TJ. I need someone to point to and say, like, they're doing their job way worse than me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Not liking this, TJ.
And, you know, like, you motherfuckers make it seem like... You know, it's just like, honestly, it's a thing with you guys where... No, fuck you guys. Because I'll do one thing one time, and then the narrative becomes I'm always doing it.
But you never just do one thing one time.
Because, like, I come to the fucking door... Right. With a blanket wrapped around me.
That's not one thing.
And it's like, that happened once.
No.
And then it became oh, it's just constant with him.
Happened every day.
This is perfect that you brought up that because that has happened way more than once,
no.
DJ.
When has it happened other than that
you
one
time?
You
have lumbered away wrapped in a blanket when you were supposed to be awake at least three times.
Three
since we've
times?
Since we started doing the show here.
Oh,
yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
TJ, you know what that means for us, though?
What does that mean?
Like an hour of just like...
You should be lucky I even bother with the blanket. What if I just answer the door butt-ass naked, dude? Butt-ass naked, Scotty.
I mean, you would just be... I mean, to be honest with you, TJ, you really should be hurting your pride on that one.
I'll just be hurting your eyeballs. I ain't got no pride. Fuck you. All right, so I got Trump's tweet. Check it out.
Let's read it.
All right, so hold on. Let me... Why does this look so fucking shit? I guess it's all right.
It's on fucking BuzzFeed or
it's
some shit.
It's on stupid-ass fucking Huffington.
Right hand side, I see another big news story,
Make it
too.
Big. Big.
Yeah, make it fat.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a second, too. Here we go. So this is just... And as Paul said, you know, people are kind of over the whole Trump is dumb as shit thing. But this one is... I mean, it was actually so bad it actually got trending in Twitter and shit. And I know we're... You know, that doesn't necessarily... Whatever, fuck me. Democrats can't find a smocking gun tying the Trump campaign to Rush after James Comey's testimony. No smocking gun, no collusion. So he's quoting Fox News there. I don't think that Fox News said smocking.
And
you know what?
Gun.
If it was just once, you could be like, oh, that's a typo. But it's twice. So you know that that's how Trump thinks smoking is spelled.
I mean, how could you think smoking is spelled like that?
Smocking, dude. So I told people, you know, Scott, you've always wanted me to quit smoking, and I have. But I've started smocking. So
you picked up the bad habit of smocking.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as smoking in every way, but it's called smocking. So
got it.
Hmm.
Yeah, dude, somebody should monetize this and make a smock that says smocking gun on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sell that shit.
I think of a smocking gun as a gun that somehow literally shoots smocks. Like a t-shirt gun, but it's a smock gun.
Okay.
Anyone want a smock? Anyone want to do smarts and crafts?
What even is a smock?
A smock is like a thing that you wear as an artist to not get like clay or paint and shit on yourself.
Okay, all right.
It's like a protective thing to protect your clothes from getting paint or clay or whatever.
A smocking gun
you're
would shoot
with.
Like a protective layer on your.
I guess it's not just for artists. It's like, you know, it's just protective. If you're working with something messy, you wear a smock to not get
like
dirty.
A little kid is going to eat their lunch
like an
and
apron,
put a smock on.
Yeah, it's like an apron.
Covers more of you than an apron, though.
Yeah, a little bit more. But anyway, let's talk about this Gavin McKenna
let's
shit.
Let's talk about
too.
Smocks.
It's about Gavin McInnes. I mean, Trump put smocks in the national spotlight. Maybe it's Smock Awareness Month. You don't know.
I don't know.
So, Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes fired from Blaze Media, YouTube account disabled. So,
artificial more deplatforming.
Shut up. And man, I called it censorship, and someone's like, you need to learn the definition of censorship because his ideas are dangerous. It's like, that's one of the definitions of censorship. It's literally one of the suggested things when you go look up the definition of censorship is that an idea is removed from the discourse because it's considered, quote unquote, dangerous to society. So that is part of censorship, you fucking retard on Twitter. Fuck you. But yeah, look, do I like Gavin McInnes? No, I think he's a fucking retard.
He is.
I think he's stupid as shit.
Don't play video games. Build a table.
Yeah, don't play video games. Build a table instead. Yeah, that was the one I responded to of his. But, I mean, he said a bunch of stupid shit. He's advocated for violence on several occasions. He told a guy, like, if someone who looks like a hipster comes up to you and asks you a question, just choke them. Don't give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not there to attack you. Just preemptively choke them.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, like, we are talking about a fucking veritable psycho here who's totally deranged and a total idiot.
I mean, it was the founder of the fucking Proud Boys.
And
I mean,
Vice Media, though.
And Vice Media. Well, one of the founders, yeah.
So, which, you know, now Vice, of course, could not be more polar opposite
totally
from where he's at this point. But he was the co-founder. They can't unwrite it from their history. You know, that'd be like if Hitler was the co-founder of Disneyland or something, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, maybe you've moved away from that, but you're never going to totally disown that.
Him being fired from Blaze Media, couldn't give a shit.
Right.
He
wasn't even working for Blaze Media. It was Blaze Media came and bought the company that he was working for and then just shit-canned him.
All right, well, that happens to people every
right,
fucking
and it does.
Day.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
So he got downsized. That's not like him being silenced.
Right.
Fucking his YouTube account, though, that's the one that bothers me.
And Twitter.
YouTube.
It doesn't say it here,
like,
but his
Twitter. YouTube, Twitter, like, especially those two, I think. Those two platforms have become so much more than just fun places for people to have fun at. They're like, you know, like I've made the case that they're the new public square. And denying people access to those, I'm not going to jump around in the streets and celebrate it, even if it is a dipshit like Gavin McInnes, who I'd rather not hear. I don't want to live in a place where a crazy fucking dipshit doesn't have a little fucking spot to stand on his soapbox and yell his crazy shit.
And of course,
so this is actually interesting. So
the justification for kicking him off.
But read that. The Daily Beast reported Monday that McInnes' YouTube profile and channel had been deleted. McInnes said that YouTube received complaints about copyright violations for old videos featured on his page. So they're copyright. It's a on the basis for it.
We all know the copyright is not the reason.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, yeah, but
it is the justification. So, I mean, that's another precedent being set.
Well, I'm saying. But it's done by third parties, though. So do you think that the third parties are just it's just a bullshit way of removing it?
No, this is YouTube doing this. This is not. I mean, look, maybe third parties are involved, but I guarantee people have been trying to take down Gavin McInnes since forever, and YouTube was saying no.
Well, because YouTube has the ability to delete. Like Alex Jones was banned from YouTube.
Right.
So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just another coordinated effort to totally scrub someone off. It's the new thing. Because they realized that in the past, you know, they just banned you from one place or another.
So why did Twitter say they banned him, though?
Probably, I mean, you know, for the same reasons they ban anything.
Well,
probably
then, yeah.
Off-color joke
then I'll tell you what,
or something that was racist.
Then it is kind of difficult not to see
it
as a coordinated thing, simply because why would they ban him at the same time?
I mean, they Alex Jones'd his ass.
Yeah, he was Jones.
Which happens all the time. Oh. You know, well, it doesn't happen all the time. It happened with Alex Jones, and now it's happening with this guy. No one believes that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just ate the whole shit sandwich in one day.
Recently, a platform that we're a big part of, Patreon, banned
Sargon. Milo Yiannopoulos. I think yep. Lauren Southern or somebody was previously censored by the platform before that.
They were removed. They were
removed from the
platform.
From the fucking platform. Yeah. And you know, so who knows? I mean, it's like there's no safe spot. There's no safe space for us.
There is.
You know?
And a lot of companies have gone after, like...
A lot of safe spaces if you're gay or transgender or a woman or whatever, but if you just want to be able to say what you want, no safe space for
you. You can say this, too. Like, why don't you have your own website? A lot of ISPs,
ISPs deplatform now, credit processors deplatform, PayPal deplatforms. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. It's basically, like, it's almost like we had this big explosion of freedom of thought and freedom of speech with the advent of the internet, and now they're doing everything in their power to stuff the fucking genie back in the lamp.
Everyone comes to these companies and says, well, this is your problem. If PayPal processes, you know, payments for Gavin McInnes, then they're basically supporting, you know, neo-Nazis.
PayPal supports white supremacy.
Okay. Yeah, that's just absurd. Like, it should be against the law for a company to not do business with you based on something you said.
Well, so, like, what if a fucking white supremacist works at a Subway or something? Can we say, Subway supports white supremacy?
I mean, they'd probably fire
him. A lot of people would say yes.
I mean, yeah, if it came out, they'd just be like, this is not the kind of person that we have here at Subway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's getting weird. Anyway, it's probably, this is kind of like off the rails or whatever, but it was worth talking about. So let's get to the main thrust of what we're here to fucking talk about today, huh? Which is some of the best and some of the worst. I think we're going to start with the richest. And the richest city on Earth based on GDP is Tokyo, Japan.
$1.5 trillion.
Yep. 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 Yep.
One
yep,
city
yep, yep.
with a fucking... That's crazy. Simply astonishing.
Tokyo of Japan has been ranked the first and richest cities all over the world based on GDP and based on the world's largest metropolitan economy as well. As the city has registered flourishing economy, Tokyo extremely contributes to the world's economy. Tokyo is also a major international finance center with facilitated many of the biggest investment banks as well as insurance companies in the world, blah, 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 blah. So it's really prosperous. It's really successful. And I found that of the most expensive places in Tokyo, the most expensive is this place called Azuba. Probably pronouncing
Azabu.
That. Azabu.
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 Azabu. I don't know how it's pronounced. Probably not like that. But so, I would just take a look around.
There's a lot of embassies here.
Excuse me, TJ. It's Azabu. I am very interested in Japan and know how to pronounce Japanese words.
Dude, everything here is like super narrow.
I am an otaku.
Otaku.
Also, look at those cars, TJ. That's the kind of cars they drive in this area. It's the most expensive part of Tokyo. Right. So
we'll go back and look at the fucking cars then, huh?
That's what they got, dude.
I mean, there's nothing too pretty crazy modest. Here. Just like, you know, normal cars.
A lot of Mercedes. Hondas. Yeah. Yeah, there was a Mercedes back there.
Yeah. And what's that one? That's a
that's a Saab. Lexus and a Saab. And
looks like a Range Rover.
Is that a Range?
Yeah, yep. That's a Range Rover.
Yeah, so there's some that's a pricey car right there. There's a couple of little pricey cars mixed in with these.
You know, not all rich people want a super expensive car.
That's true.
A lot of them just want to drive. A lot of people
be a simple.
No matter how rich they are, they just have a point A to point B kind of mentality.
Well, but, I mean, like, let's be honest. Tokyo didn't become the richest fucking zip code in the world by buying all the expensive cars and shit.
Right.
Like, part of making money is keeping it. And, you know, any city that's got that much money is going to be filled with people that know how to judiciously spend
well,
it.
Well,
so.
Here's the thing. The average rent in this area is the equivalent of $8,500 month.
This is an extremely clean area, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen much of trash or anything like that.
And, I mean, look at, like, you don't really, like, there's no traffic here. Nobody's driving because everything's centrally located. You see a lot of bikes parked and chained up at businesses.
Yeah, and you did see some cars parked here and there.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, some people are driving, but for the most part, the streets seem to be free of
these narrow streets. You don't really, I mean, it's not really super convenient to drive them.
Well, yeah,
so.
Where are you going to park as well? I mean, that's another consideration.
Yeah, so here's a more of a main-looking street here.
Oh, yeah, the main drag with some businesses and stuff. I mean, I got to be honest with you, this does look really nice, functional. It's not drenched in, like, when I think of Tokyo as like, an American, I think of, like, neon everywhere and just, like, crazy futurism.
Well, it is a lot.
Futurism.
They do like to light it up, you know, with a lot of colors at night and stuff.
Yeah, night driving here would probably look a lot different.
You know, it's like Vegas during the day.
It just
day.
Seems
Whoa,
very, like,
happened?
Functional and deformed.
I think the Google car ran someone over, dude.
Oh, dude,
Whoa,
it did.
Dude,
what
it
the
flattened
fuck,
him.
Flattened him like a fucking pancake.
Holy shit.
But, yeah, we're in the richest area here. And, you know, honestly,
it's not opulent.
You know, there's you don't get the sense here of, like, ooh, this is so bougie or whatever the fuck. You know, it just looks kind of, you know, like a modest, nice little city setting. But apparently this is the richest part.
Whoa.
That is a tourist right there.
That tourist.
Dude, he's got a Nickelodeon shirt on.
And he lost his fucking legs, dude, but he can walk. He's the first hover person in the world.
There's fucking Stimpy there. There's the fucking Hey Arnold token black friend.
Found
there's
the
Rocco.
Tourist.
There's Reptar. There's all kinds
we
of
found
shit.
The fucking Weeaboo.
Yep.
Dude, our Weeaboo plan is actually going to work, Paul. Look,
he's not a Weeaboo. He's actually repping American cartoons there.
Yeah, dude. He doesn't have like a...
He's almost like, fuck your
Tokohito Hirohara, his favorite
wife.
How
do we know that's
from...
not hot for the weeaboos right now?
It's not, because it's American. They don't like that shit.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about no Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, they're like, Ren and Stimpy is trash.
So they got
Watch
scooters.
Their Japanese equivalent.
I'll have to tell them
Itsumoto and Makune or something.
Look at one of these shops, though. What kind of upscale shopping are we looking at, TJ? Look in the windows of one of these places here. Turn around the other way.
Other way?
Yeah. Go back a little bit. That shop that's back there, you can see it. I want to see what's being sold out of that place.
Some of these you can actually go in. I don't know. Let me see.
Can we go in there and check it out?
Yeah, go in one of these.
Nah, we can't.
Damn.
So let's just
keep
go
going down.
They look pretty cool,
forward.
Though, whatever's in there.
Yeah, I was like, what are these?
I don't know, dude. It looks like a Harry Potter wand shop or something. Dude, is that Oliver's wand shop?
Oh, it's a haircutting place, it looks like.
Ollivander's.
Cuts, perm, relaxing, damn. Color, highlights. It's a lot in English there. There's probably a lot of tourists in this area because it's so well
It's there's a lot of embassies in the area.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. English kind of is a universal language. A lot of countries...
Japan was occupied by...
I mean, this is a sign in English here.
Yeah.
Grand F hair, jewelry, and arrange. All right, English at
English,
least.
Yeah. English. That doesn't really make a ton of sense, but whatever.
English,
you get the
I
drift.
Think, is quite common in
they
some
grasp
in Tokyo.
The words, but not quite the grammar, I feel like, so whatever.
I don't think you're going to probably, in Tokyo, hear a lot of people speaking English, but...
No.
I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of signs in English because of the American occupation.
Oh, damn, dude. That looks like a little comic shop or
now
something.
That one, I don't see much English there.
Oh, no, wait. It's
There's Power Hall 2018.
There's
dude.
Tables in there. It's like a little venue. No, I think it's a venue, maybe. Maybe it's a venue.
Looks like a bar.
Is that someone
singing? Maybe a bar or restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, if someone reads Japanese, they can tell us.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't have many Japanese viewers. They don't like us.
We do have a lot of weeaboo viewers, though, that could
probably
tell
know.
Us.
Yeah, that's
Family Mart.
Mart.
This is where you go to buy a family in Japan.
Cool.
Can we go in? I don't know. No, it doesn't look like it.
No, can't walk around in the Family Mart.
Gay.
That only happens when you don't want it to happen.
Right. When I was trying to just get on the street earlier, you wouldn't believe how many times I ended up in a shop. But yeah, I mean, like, it's not really super opulent looking or anything.
No.
You know. Ooh, that looks good.
What is it?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know,
like,
but
green
I want
beans
it.
And
I think it's like a rice dish.
There's like some kind of rice and green beans. Whatever sauce is on there
is
probably delicious.
Is that cucumber and rice, basically?
I don't know. How the fuck should I know? I ain't no fucking
But I mean, every square inch, almost.
We gotta go to Sukiya.
Is just
used
I think
this up. Is a ramen place, dude, maybe?
Dude, I bet that place... Dude, I bet locals don't ever go
dude,
to that fucking
Paul,
joint.
You could fucking get... I mean, like, I can, have you dropped TJ and Paul in this area?
This is where the locals go. Empire Steakhouse.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
dog.
Dude, I would love just to follow TJ and Paul around in a city like this. They'd be so fucking lost so quick.
Hell
They'd
yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
How would I get lost? I just go, I mean, like, wherever you go, that's where you want to be, you know?
What?
Yeah.
Wherever you
dude,
go,
that
that's just where
heard,
you want to be.
I've ever heard
man.
You say, dude, you're not lost. You're where you want to be.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I'm in a city and I'm just exploring the city, then wherever I am is where I want
to
be.
Yeah, but what if you had to get to certain places in that
I
city?
Would never plan a vacation like that because that would involve planning. If I have a plan,
enough.
It's like, I'm going to go on the street and walk around and see what's out there.
How do you get back?
TJ Gims through Tokyo.
I don't know. Do they have Uber there? I don't know.
Yeah, see?
They got Uber in Japan, right?
Hey, look, let's go to Falafel Brothers. Flesh,
the most
fresh,
authentic Japanese food.
Flesh falafels.
Flesh falafels. Give me your flesh.
Flesh falafel.
I will dine upon your falafel
dude,
flesh.
It has a vegan sign in front of it, too, dude.
Yeah, it's vegan. Which cool. way you guys want to go? You want to go left or right?
Let's go right, dude.
Typical American. Always veering to the right. Oh, this looks cool. What is this? Hibon? Warg bar,
it's
dude.
It's like a shopping plaza. Like, everything's, like, in these different... I'm guessing...
Damn, what's with the Godfather shit down there?
582 Lounge Bar is, like...
Yeah, that's where the Yakuza thing. Hangs
that's
out.
That's where the gangsters hang, dog. This looks out of business.
Yeah, you could spruce this up, Azubu.
Yeah, man.
Is that John Lemon, dude? What the fuck is John Lemon?
I don't know what.
Maybe he's a John Lennon impersonator. That's
it's like a business, I think.
Where they sell lemon. Oh, there's BrewDog.
Hell yeah, that's where I'm chilling.
Dude, I feel a lot more safe now. Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you always feel safe when you see Coke.
Whew. All right, we're good.
Let's see what's over here. Brand shop.
This looks like the alleyway that he drives down in fucking Big Trouble in Little China, dude.
Yeah, where's Low, what's his name?
Yeah, Low Pan is going to come out of the
Man,
ground
Low
any
Pan,
minute.
Dude,
where the fuck do you park somewhere like that? That's one thing I have not seen any of since we've been going through this shit. Like,
well, parking?
Whoa. I'm on
well,
the
I assume.
Oh, I can go in here.
Oh
shit.
Can
dude.
You?
Can I? It says welcome. What is this?
Welcome to the future of Tokyo.
Can we go in here?
Whoa,
go in
the
here?
Future of Tokyo is gaudy
I
and
guess
weird.
Not. Oh, dude, it's a this is total tourist
oh,
shit.
Oh, dude, the Hard
they
Rock.
They got a Tony Roma.
A Tony Roma. Oh,
and a Hard
no,
Rock
dude.
Cafe, dude.
Holy shit, dude. Who goes all the way to Japan to eat at a Tony Roma's?
Or a Hard Rock Cafe,
yeah,
dude.
Dude.
I mean, like, not only... I mean, Tony Roma's, at least, you could say, like, I'm really feeling ribs. But Hard Rock Cafe, what can you even... I'm really feeling awful, substandard food.
I'm really feeling some awful generic
American in Japan.
Food. Looks like that fucking Hard Rock is just, like, tucked in the parking lot of some industrial place, too.
No, it's going... Yeah, I don't know.
No, you're look right. around. Like, yeah, look behind right. it.
Yeah. It is kind of weirdly located.
Like, look. It's just got a bunch of... like, it looks like it's in the back of a place.
It's stuffed in the back somewhere. We hide this.
Is that its parking lot or something? Does it actually have a parking lot?
It's under the...
Damn, dude.
Yeah, double layer garage, it looks like.
Who are these weirdos? Weird fucks.
Like a pedestrian alley.
Get out of here, you fucking pedestrian sacks of shit.
I mean, so we've just seen most people just walk around here,
sushi restaurant, dude.
Where is it?
Right there.
In here, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
This is so fucking weird, dude. Everything's just so crammed together, and it's like... I don't even know where the fuck you find half this shit. All
right, so this is the richest.
We've got a taste of the good life, gentlemen.
So let's go with poorest, which is, according to this anyway. Now, there's poorer places than this that are just, like, destroyed by war and shit. But in terms of, like, actual somewhat functional cities, this is the shittiest one. Monrovia, Liberia. And here's where it is. There's no, you can't Google map the shit.
What?
There's no, like, yeah, you can't go actually go to it, but.
Is it on the ocean or where is that?
Yeah, it's right here. See? It's at the very, like, little.
So it's like a Western African.
Yeah, nation. Like, around here at the tip of fucking Africa. The, you know, like, one of the easternmost parts or westernmost here in Liberia. Right at the edge, right up little port town. I love that there's a place above it called Chocolate City too.
Look at some of the other names. Go down that like there's
Peace Island.
Yeah,
I have a feeling a lot of peace probably not happening there.
Wamba Town,
Joe Bar Community, Cave Whoa. Town, Gaska, Sinda.
Cool.
Saya.
Is that Kenny Town?
What?
Kenny yeah, Town. Kenny Town, yeah.
right Kenny there, Town yeah. dude.
Kenny Town. Maybe we can go to Kennytown. Let's see.
Can you drop a pin in Kennytown?
I don't think so.
No.
Dude. Nope.
Man, why is Google not visiting these wonderful places, dude?
Fuck you, Google, you shitbags. Let us fucking go to fucking Kennytown. Anyway, yeah, all the shitty countries don't get shit. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a quick look at a drive down the street of Monrovia. Which I keep wanting to call Moldovia.
Moldovia.
From, you know, Ghostbusters yeah. and shit.
Monrovia would be an interesting topic for a whole fucking show, honestly. It was born out of a Back to Africa movement mm-hmm. and shit, and subsidized by the U.S. government. Was supposed to be kind of like an outpost of the United States here.
Well, a little background story here is that most of these people, most of the men in this country were... involved in a civil war where there was a ton of different factions, and it's not really super active anymore, but, you know, so a lot of them, you know, were at one point killing each other in the streets. Now they've kind of gotten over it, I guess, is what I'm understanding. Now, I'm not an expert in the geopolitics of the region, obviously, but anyway, we'll take a look. It doesn't look that great. So everyone here is flat fucking broke. Still got cars and shit, though, you know? Not too bad, whatever. It's not like they're fucking going around.
She is like, look, they have cars. They're good.
I guess I have a low standard.
They
you know?
Got some vehicles. I left just, they need.
You know, if they were really broke, they'd be like driving around in rickshaws and shit, you know?
It's like driving down the street, like everyone's yelling at everyone else.
Yeah, everyone's like, blah, 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 blah.
What's up?
Like, government building is that fence is just built with a bunch of spears.
Yep.
It's like, stay the fuck out of here.
Now you can jump that part.
Maybe, yeah, I guess
but
so.
This is pretty much the least guarded building we're going to see here.
Yeah, we took a little scam through.
Scam through it.
Yeah, we scammed through it earlier.
And I'm pretty sure the only reason this is like this is because there's probably armed security around because these are like government buildings or whatever the fuck, I think.
Well, there was a van that said House of Representatives, yeah. So I'm guessing.
So anyway, let's go look at the streets here. Now you'll notice.
Oh, now we're getting a lot rougher.
You'll notice that every single thing you can fucking see has barbed wire all along the side to keep out anybody who might even think about trespassing. Every building guarded by a big-ass wall and barbed wire.
It's apparently the only way that you don't get all your shit ganked.
Yep, you need the barbed wire. That's something that never really caught on in America, is carrying a bunch of shit on top of your head.
Yeah, why not? Why do you think it never caught on here?
I don't know.
All these areas like have like perimeter walls, they have barbed wire, they have...
On the right just looks like a gulag or something, like a prison. But it's probably just a, I don't know, like a storage yard or some shit. Or
yeah,
maybe
it's the
like grass yard for this housing.
See, those buildings back there really don't look too bad on the outside anyway.
Yeah, of course, that's why...
Because of the barbed wire.
Of course, there's barbed wire surrounding them. I think I see some maybe security shit.
Yeah, it looks like there's cameras and shit.
Jasmine compound. Casablanca, did that say?
Yeah, it said Casablanca there.
And wow, it's just I don't think you could spot a building that does not have a giant barbed wire fence.
One thing that jumps out to me is that there's no drainage. Like in a lot of parts of the streets, they're just totally flooded. Oh, look at that shit they're building.
Yeah.
It's just like everything is just like there's no open areas. Like there's a road that's just a tiny little strip of that's
nothing
paved.
Can be open because they need these walls to protect these buildings. Because otherwise, people will just view them as a target
there's a bunch
of opportunity.
Of dirt.
And you see some buildings over there.
On the road.
See that building on the right doesn't have a fence around it, and it's bombed. Yeah. It looked like it was bombed out.
Yeah, it looked like a fucking disaster. See, there's another one carrying on her head. Never
so essentially, to live in this country, and if you have a house, like it has to be just—it's like a castle.
There's some without barbed wire. At least I don't see any. Could be some other measures being taken
by fucking like 10 dogs.
No, there it is. It's up there. Look.
Yep.
You could see it up there. I saw the little twin stakes. It's just got a different kind of barbed wire.
Okay.
It's got that two-stake barbed wire that's got two ribbons of it running instead of a coil.
Yeah. And that coil is a little more fucking scary looking.
Yes, can you imagine, Paul, like, you know, where you live at? Imagine that'd be like a fucking 10-foot tall fence and barbed wire and shit, dude. It just shows you, like, that the way people probably think of it, like, there's probably just a total suspicion in the society of anyone else. Like, and I'm sure there has to be, but just, like, kind of depressing to see that. It's like, even if there's, like, a decent building, it's just like, nope, there has
to
be...
Well, it's unstable as fuck, too, so you never know, like, when a fucking group of rebels is going to come out of the jungle with a bunch of guns and try and get into your building. So everything's built like a fucking fortress. It's like, well, if that happens again, we'll just close up the gates.
Just a lot of people on the streets, you can tell people are just, like, everyone's, like, just very wary, or they're just, like, there's nothing for them to do. So I'm sure the unemployment in this country is massively high.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are just doing, like, subsistence shit. Like, they're just selling. Like, one of the things you notice, too, is, like, there's not really any business here. Like, where's the commerce at? Like,
yeah, I just saw a little restaurant or something off to the right here. It looks like we're pulling up on, like, a market area, maybe.
Yeah, I wish I had a Google map. I could actually take a look. But, yeah, it looks like there's a marketplace over here.
Are you going to turn around out of the market?
He's just like, no, I don't go to... I don't... This is the... Now we're entering the bad part of town. We ain't going there.
Yeah, maybe that market's got a bad rep or some shit. And he's like, nope.
You don't want to even go to this part.
Yeah, don't go to the Kennytown Market, dude.
I don't know what he's doing.
You're going to get fucking blasted.
Maybe he sees there's cars stopped here, and he's like, I ain't stopping. I guess he stopped here.
He just slowly backed out of that
neighborhood.
There's
a fucking Toyota billboard and a Toyota truck. So
yeah, that's the first like area being... we've seen that actually has any sort of...
So
like...
this is like more of a main street, I'm guessing, it looks like.
It looks like the rules of the road here are just like, you go... Look at all the bumpers of all the cars are beat to shit.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of these countries... You see this in European countries, too. People just drive like way more aggressively. There's a hotel. Paul can stay there on his trip.
I'm not going here.
I got you tickets, Paul. You're going to refuse
sterile building.
My gift?
I ain't going to fucking Liberia, and you didn't get me tickets.
Yes, I did, Paul.
You can't even get tickets to go there without going through like a fucking bunch. You got to get inoculated.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to go through all that.
Yeah, you can go there so you can...
Damn it.
I'm doing my own version of an idiot abroad, dude.
Go look at a bunch of buildings.
Hey, wait a minute. The exclusive superstore, dude. You see that?
Yeah, oh,
that's literally the first building we've seen that
wasn't
surrounded
by
barbed wire.
As long as there's an exclusive superstore.
Yeah, see, it ain't so bad. There's an exclusive Silver Star. This
area town looks like it's okay.
I mean, like, some stuff's being built here, at least, you know? Yeah. You don't see as much barbed wire everywhere.
Yeah, there's still some, though.
A little bit. You know, it's not, you know.
Stop and Shop. Hey, I can get with that. That looks familiar.
Hey, a gas station,
there
you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little America.
Almost.
So, you know, once every, like, you know, like, one every, like maybe 10 buildings.
Still nicer looking than a lot of Detroit, honestly.
I wonder if they got some Twinkies in there or anything, you know?
Maybe.
Can I go into one of those convenience stores and get some Twinkies?
U.S. Drive Supermarket.
Hey.
See, they're catering to you. See, there's even an American flag there.
All right. Well, you're sending me, TJ, the, you know,
everything's fucked.
I'll be okay.
I'm sending you to the worst part, though.
Fuck you. I ain't going then. I ain't going to die.
You're not going to die. You're going to be very well protected. You're going to be safe as could be.
Who's going to protect me?
I don't know. Your wits?
My wits.
Your wits, dude.
The gods will protect you, dude.
I don't trust my wits, TJ.
I don't blame you. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's a shithole. We've seen shittier shitholes doing this, though, for sure. I mean, we've been to, like, Mosul and shit. But, you know, I mean, don't really look too bad for the most part. Doesn't
look
but
you know
good.
What? Imagine if it was raining. All these streets would be flooded. There's no drainage. There's a bunch of dirt everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, those puddles may or may not be rainwater, you know?
You know, here's another thing. Like, there's a lot of people on the streets here. You don't really know the country, so they're going to be trying to probably take advantage of you instantly when you come to this country as being some white dude. They're gonna
I don't think I'd stand out too much, you know?
Oh, no, not at all. You'd be such a fucking easy mark, TJ. You'd probably be fucking kidnapped before you even got 10 feet from the airport.
Dude, I'd just go in blackface. I know it's taboo over here, but it's not taboo over there yet.
Over there, they'd probably just be like, ha ha ha, white person dresses black man. Funny.
Hey, there's a light.
Yeah, they seem like they just
ignored it. Yeah, they just ignored it, too.
Doesn't really seem like it's too applicable. I mean, I guess the cars are stopping here and there.
Damn, dude, I want a frosty club beer.
See, look, this person took a trip to Liberia. He's fine.
So that's the richest and the poorest in the world.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's not really the poorest city. It's just one of the, you know, the whole reason they, let's just go, this is why they selected it here. I'll just read why. In terms of the city of Monrovia, basic supplies are lacking.
Let's do Moldova again, TJ.
Electricity is not widespread, and where it is supplied, it's unreliable. Many residents in downtown Monrovia don't have electricity in their homes. Now that conflict has ended in Liberia, many citizens are beginning to demand the infrastructure that would be expected of a capital city, but it's slow in coming. Roads remain in disrepair, and clean water is as unreliable as the electricity. Most citizens rely on water tankers driving through the capital to supply them with water. The narrow streets of Monrovia are no longer suitable for the increasing amount of cars on the roads, and for those without cars, public transport is virtually non-existent. Healthcare, too, is sorely lacking. Large slums make up the city, and most recently, flooding has increased the spread of disease and caused landslides in the slums.
Because, you mean, you don't think about it, but like most streets, you know, in most countries, there's drainage built into it. There's like, I mean, there's at least ditches. There's something. There's some water system for where the water is supposed to go, but there it's just going to collect in these pools.
Yeah, there's no sort of drainage whatsoever. It's just flat.
There's really no sewer system there, so people are just obviously throwing waste out. You know, I mean, it's just not all the infrastructure that we take.
No electricity, no water. No, it's basically just. It just seems like they're totally lacking in essential infrastructure.
Dude, if you have a landslide in the slum, do you call it a slum slide?
I would.
It's a slum slide.
Mommy, let's go on the slum slide. Whee!
Oh, we're all dead.
I landed in a pile of hypodermic needles. Yay! All right.
Damn, TJ. All
right. So that's the richest and the poorest. Now,
the cleanest.
The cleanest. The cleanest city is Hamburg.
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 I'm starving.
Dude, I fucking like this city, dude.
So let's see. This is a clean Volkswagen. City. Here we are at a Volkswagen dealership. Let's take a look. Let's see how clean it really is. I'm on a trash hunt.
Yeah, any litter, and I'm calling bullshit on this place.
Yep.
Oh. Bullshit.
Nothing yet. We're going to find something, though, gentlemen.
Let me on the street, you faggot. Oh, man. I can't get on the street.
Are your papers in order, TJ?
I can only be in this Honda dealership? What the fuck?
That's all you can do, TJ?
Gay. All right, let me see if I can move this down.
Well, pick up the pen, dude.
Looks like you can go on the streets, TJ. That's a damn lie.
I know. I don't understand.
Fucking lying, TJ. Look.
Pick it up, motherfucker.
We apologize, guys.
Well, I'm in the dealership now.
TJ's been drinking again. This is actually an ad for whatever this fucking Volkswagen dealership is.
Goddamn, motherfucker. Let me out.
Those are some really nice cars, though.
All right, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's go on, like, the river
going
here.
Going in Branchenbrücken.
Branchenbrücken, Smrücken. Now you're on top of a building.
Dude, what the fuck am I, dude?
Damn, TJ.
It's like they don't have Google Street View here. They just have Google walk around random buildings view.
Yeah, nobody drives in Hamburg. That's why it's so clean.
Yeah, dude. No one. You're not allowed.
So do people just lay around in chairs here? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this?
I don't even know where I am. I'm like in a fucking house.
Are you in a spa? Like, where the fuck are you?
I will say that the house is also super clean. All right, I'm going to try.
You ended up in somebody's dump. Dude, get out of there, bro.
I know, right?
Come on, I feel like you're in trouble, dude.
All right, hold on. We're going to make sure we actually end up on a fucking road, okay? So this, we all agree, this is a road. So I'm going to go. Okay, well, that part you're not allowed on, I guess. I don't know why. This is a road. I'm going to this fucking road right here, Google.
All right, there you go.
All right.
Let's see.
Now, I see some leaves, but that's not trash.
That's not trash. That's not litter.
Leaves ain't trash.
Oh, whoa, whoa. TJ. TJ, go back, go back, go back.
Spotted something?
I think I spotted some litter, dude.
Where is it?
Go back one more. Okay, now turn to the right. No, the other one. What the fuck? Now it's distorting. Oh, see? See by the black car? What's that right there, dude? Is that fucking litter, dude?
I can't tell.
I mean, it doesn't look like a leaf.
I mean, I don't know. I can't tell what it is.
I think that's some litter.
I think you're probably right, but I can't say for sure.
So maybe we can find some more litter. Let's see if we can find some trash here.
All right, here's
damn, that's properly placed.
This
in
is
trash.
Right by a garbage can, so let's see if anyone
was so fucking
God
lazy.
God damn it, you fucking stupid sack of shit.
The fuck is going on, TJ?
I don't know. It's fucking, like, freaking out on me.
It's freaking out, man.
All right.
Oh, look.
Ah-ha. Ah-ha. Cleanest my ass.
Oh, shit, dude. I fucking knew they were lying. I fucking knew they were lying, dude.
Full of shit. Boom.
It's supposed to be the cleanest city. Paul, look at this.
Look at that.
Cleanest.
Does that look clean to you, Paul?
Disgusting.
I'm sickened. I've never seen such a
nice
disgusting,
try,
dirty city before. They're full of shit. Full of fucking shit.
A total aside, those streets would be annoying as shit to drive down to those cobblestone kind of streets.
What is this? We're not allowed to see what this building is?
What?
Maybe it's like a big billboard with somebody with their dick out or something.
Yeah, is it like a giant pair of tits?
Yeah.
I wonder if like some businesses there like don't allow the images, or maybe it's like...
Maybe it is, dude. Can you zoom in on the business and see what it is?
Yeah, why is that building blocked off?
I don't
1,
know.
1,000...
I'm gonna look this shit
photo
up.
Photo fund grubs. Looks like a film place.
What is this? Why can't we...
It says it has a Kodak thing on it, so it's like a film shop.
Oh, maybe it's like the trademark or something.
Yeah, or maybe they just have like a big old picture there that was copyrighted or some shit.
It's fucking bizarre, dude.
Whoa. There's stuff censored all over this street.
What the hell?
The censored city, Hamburg.
It looks like it's just fucking like windows and shit, so there's not even there.
Is it just not loading, or what the
fuck? Maybe there's, like, laws. Maybe some of these people, like, you can't photograph their domicile without their permission or some shit.
What the fuck is this?
Hamburg, city of the censorship.
Dude, everything's censored in this city.
Yeah, maybe this is the dirty parts of the city. They just censored it off so we can't fucking see.
This is fucking weird. Why is it like this? I want to look up now why you can't fucking...
Yeah, like, why is Hamburg so censored?
Because most of the we go to, it's like, it's fine, but it's like, nope, can't look at that house. That's like the pixelated house.
Maybe there's just tits everywhere in the city.
One can hope.
Subway.
Yeah, why is the subway blocked? That's okay.
Eat fresh, dude.
Even in Hamburg.
Subway's probably got a deal with Google to tell everybody where they can find their nearest subway.
Awesome. So here's a real busy street. Lots of bystanders.
And, like, I got to be honest with you, I see a little, you know, every once in a while you'll see a little chunk of trash or
something. There's a bag there.
Yeah. But I mean, if this was
this is New Orleans,
city,
dude, yeah, or dude. Seattle or something like that.
Yeah, these
that,
people
dude.
Would be wading through garbage there. Yep.
Fetid heaps of trash at every corner. Stinking cigarette butts thrown
building.
Willy-nilly in every crevice and crack, TJ.
It must really fuck with people to walk around and see these giant blur boxes everywhere, though. It's got to be a hard part of living in this city.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the blur building.
Just the fucking... Oh, man. What building is that? Oh, it's censored. We can't look at that one.
No one's allowed to see this building. It's too fucking... It's too crazy for you.
Luckily, Subway is not censored, so... We don't have to worry about finding Subway.
No, you don't even worry about
We need
about
to get
that.
Rick Steves on the show so that he can, you know...
Explain shit
well,
to us.
Yeah.
The reason for that is...
Nestled in the Androvian Mountains is the beautiful city of Hamburg.
Dude, I think we should go to Elbrücken, dude.
Elbrücken schmucken.
Let's keep going this way till we hit Elbrücken.
A bustling place filled with commerce. I'll be visiting my friend Andre. He'll be giving me a hot oil massage.
Whoa, dude.
Hey, now.
You ever notice that Rick Steves always had like a dude in every town that he would meet up with? He always had like a good-looking guy. I'm in Greece, and this is Rastapopoulos, my friend, quote-unquote, who's going to show me around.
How dare you.
You know what was happening as soon as them cameras were off,
you know,
dude.
But there are some episodes with Rick Steves where he goes to these cities. And
I'm wondering, I want to know why I'm... Why there's like a Dutch angle on this fucking?
Yeah, we're not even in the fucking Netherlands, dude. Why is everything?
Yeah, dude, this is weird. All right, so we've seen this is the cleanest. I mean, you know, it's pretty clean.
Hey, this is pretty
fair
fucking
enough. Fair
clean.
Enough.
Let's try through. It's pretty clean.
Let's go through. Let's go through. I couldn't really find a dirtiest, dude, but this is pretty fucking dirty.
This looks like trash city, dude.
This is Delhi, India. What the fuck is this shit? Get out of here, Delhi, India. Here.
That building on the right looks like it's made from cow dung shaped into a building.
All of it does.
This
dude.
Country seems like it's made of cow dung.
There's literally people Damn, in the TJ. Street just pushing, using manual power to push their shit.
Yep. There's just, yep. I love it, dude. This. Wow.
It's supposed to be a fucking just traffic nightmare, dude. You're
literally
behind
people.
There
is no traffic. No,
all right, so,
there's no vehicle beyond a bike that's moving on this
people
road.
People of Delhi, India. Stop fucking. There are officially too many of you.
Jesus. This is insanity, dude. I see, this is the... I don't even know.
Welcome to my nightmare. I mean, this is like every fucking conceivable nightmare going on at once.
And
it's jam-packed with people. It's a total shithole. You can tell it stinks to high heaven.
Total clusterfuck, dude.
Advertising is everywhere, just like in America, but it's even shittier.
Horse and buggy? Okay.
I will say that it seems like it's at least bustling with commerce and shit. You can give it that, but oh my god. Ugly country. Wow, is it hideous.
I mean, there's just nothing, like... It just feels like everything's like just totally like mismatched, dude. It's like it's just so crammed with people. There's no time to even consider anything. This is that place where it's like aesthetics have just like fallen totally by the wayside.
Dude,
they're all just
the
too
food
busy.
Is fucking off the chain.
Oh,
here.
It probably is. If I was ever gonna go here, it'd be to eat some of their crazy Indian cuisine. Like I watched.
You know what, dude? Despite the fact that this is a pretty impoverished area, I see a lot of fat motherfuckers walking around.
Yep. And you know what? Me and you watched Paul one time a thing about a guy that was doing a food tour of India, and I was like, me and you were both kind of sitting there like, I'd eat that.
Yeah.
I'd eat that.
Indian food
I'd
is
eat
really
that.
Good. Dude.
All right, let's go to India. You know,
yeah. Indian food is pretty fucking.
Man, it'd be
tasty.
It would everything else you'd have to deal with would suck, yes. But. The food would be pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, I'd eat the food, but I wouldn't want to deal with any of this.
Dude, like every show I've seen, like travel show they went to India, it's like this is how you get on a train in India. The train comes and you fight your way on the train.
Yeah.
That's it.
You just punch your way on.
Like you just like run up as quick as possible and force your way on the train. Like it's funny because
you see those trains with like people hanging off the sides
dude,
of the fucking
yeah,
train.
Yeah, that happens in India all the time. Well, dude, like the guys that went there, like they're like Canadian, they didn't even realize it, so they just go up, try to get on the train, and it's like they just get pushed aside. It's like, oh, so you just have to fight your way onto this shit.
Yeah, Canadian. That's not the Canadian way at all.
Think about this though. There must be a certain liberation to living in a place like this because honestly, like, who the fuck are you here? You know what I mean? Like, you're pretty anonymous in this giant crowd of people. So, like, you know, they probably don't have the same kind of surveillance state that we have here. You know what I mean?
They don't have money. They don't have the fucking money and time for that shit. They're just like, what are we gonna do? Fucking surveil all this shit? Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So they're you know, at least the shit you get up to is still the shit you get up to.
You know, I don't think most people have the space for that. I mean, like, everyone here is literally just living, like, a lot of people just living in like the public space almost, just like.
Well, this lives is like a big old market square.
I mean, the people here, their lives are probably consumed about being at this market and being around this market. So that's all they do. Like, you don't need to surveil these people. You know where the fuck they're going to be. They're going to be on the corner selling shit.
They're up to some shady shit in here.
Oh, it's all just terrorist ball.
No, I don't mean terrorism. I'm just saying, like, any place like this at nighttime, there's some shady shit going down here.
Yeah, they're stealing from the market.
There's some shit being sold that shouldn't be sold. There's some pussy on sale if you know who to ask. You know what I mean? Some drugs or some...
Damn, sounds like Paul's be heading to the market straight away.
I'm just telling you that, like, you
look,
know...
guys, it's a market. There's going to be some shady shit. I'm going to get some poontang. I'm down there.
You get away with a lot down here, dude.
Damn, Paul, you seem to be kind of knowledgeable about this shit.
I'm not at all, actually.
I mean, I
have no
I don't know.
Yeah, Paul's just making shit up me, off the top of his head, dude.
I just assume that, you know, because, like, so you go to these other poor areas, Paul, that's the case. Why wouldn't it be the case here?
I don't know, Paul. I've heard you have some strange conversations that sound like an Indian dialect. I don't know, dude. Seems like kind of suspicious. You're like, man, the market's got a lot of shady stuff, especially this market. Kind of looks familiar.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, man.
I don't know what you're talking about,
deny it all you
Scotty.
Want, dude. Deny it all you want.
What, are you accusing me of being an Indian agent?
You said it, not me, man.
If you go to a certain fruit stand, you're like... I will take the juiciest fruit in all the land. And then you got to scratch the back of your ear. And then they take you to the pussy room.
Yep.
Filled with whores.
I
to
would
the
like
brim.
The smelliest durian on offer. And then they
right
take
the
you
way,
back.
Sir.
Right this way, sir.
Ah, yes. The super smelly durian is back here, sir.
Sadly enough, in India, I think that actually might work for you guys.
I don't know. Delhi
no.
police.
Okay.
Do you like a sweet, succulent, freshly picked durian? Or
what
a ripened durian?
Is the streets here are just, they're filled to the brim with people, every kind of vehicle imaginable, and there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, and it
like he's going against
it's
traffic.
Not like there's just like a bunch of garbage on the street. It's just that everything seems to be made of garbage.
Like just strapped together.
Yeah, it just looks like fucking Oscar the Grouch built a fucking city or some shit. I don't know. Pretty crazy. I don't give a shit about that. Wow. It's pretty crazy stuff. Pretty wild. What about the safest city? Well, the safest city is once again Tokyo, which we already looked at. So we're going to look at Singapore instead. Welcome to Singapore, the second safest city in the world.
Pretty ideal looking.
And look at the lack of traffic.
I mean,
too.
Just these clouds. Hey, you know what? I noticed something here. I'm not seeing a bunch of barbed wire.
Where's the barbed wire?
Yeah, where's all the barbed wire on the top of all these compounds?
How
God
are you
going to
keep people from fucking raiding your shit
without
barbed wire?
Gates. They got some little gates and shit, but, you know, I mean, that gate ain't too hard to get over. It's like 4 feet.
Guess I can't
well,
go that
I mean,
way.
For them, though, that's like 7 feet.
No, well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to realize, we're talking about Singapore here.
Singapore's like a little...
Like, a gate that we could step over for them is like...
Singapore's
you know.
Actually where they had Trump met Kim Jong-un. Little rich city state. I've heard it's actually hugely expensive to import vehicles into Singapore. It's like, they like, charge you like $100,000 or $20,000, some ridiculous amount to bring, like, vehicles into the country.
What part of Singapore you want to go to, Scotty? You just
let's
tell
go,
me.
Let's go by the water. Let's see what we can see.
You want to see the coast?
Yeah.
Let me get a little closer. It might be a little easier to do this.
Coastal Singapore. Whoa.
Damn, dude.
And you got what you wanted. Here you go.
Look at this shit, man.
Right down on the beach. That's not bad. That's not a bad
look
view.
Look at that shit, dude. That's a fucking beautiful walkway.
Get with this.
Look at this shit here, man. People are living the life, dude.
Yeah, they got the good life. Look at that dude. He's taking creep shots.
Yeah, look at that
this
dude.
This dude is fucking awesome, dude.
Just shoving his gut out, dude.
I just love this guy.
I mean, there's an emphasis
on his gut.
He's a
little scrawny dude with a huge gut.
And
yeah.
He's shoving that
just
shit out,
just standing there like, check me out, motherfuckers. This guy needs a movie based on his life. And yeah. This guy's just like,
okay.
Put your shirt on, bro.
Could you, like, put a shirt on or something? There's a Ferris wheel, all kinds of
oh,
shit.
Oh, wow, yeah. There is a Ferris wheel back off in there.
All right, let's actually get on a road so we can do some exploring. All right. Let's see. How about we hop on one of these bridges?
Yeah, hop on a bridge.
Damn, dude.
Whoa.
Go towards that shit. Look at it. Well, let's see what that looks buildings.
Like. Blade okay. Runner, but the good future.
Yeah, this is like happy Blade Runner.
Holy fuck.
Blade yeah, dude. Stroller.
I mean, look at the architecture here is like extremely modern, impressive. Like, when look at that building. Like, that's a.
What?
The dude.
That. It's fucking cool, dude. Look at that.
The
building.
Future is now, dude.
It's like at a curve. It's like an angle. It's like they're
wow.
all.
Wow.
Dude, we had two dude, towers like, and we thought we were hot shit, dude.
Dude, I get it. It's like a pagoda, dude.
Yeah, either that or the Roman numeral 3.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking cool as
dude,
shit.
Dude, and the sky is like a simulation, dude. See? They got all these little
dude,
lines.
Singapore is a simulation. I don't even believe in Singapore now.
Yeah, I think Singapore is a myth.
What is this place?
Holy
where
shit.
Where do they get off?
America's... I don't know...
how far we have fallen behind, gentlemen. Holy fuck.
We're always hearing how America's the greatest. Why don't we have no fucking weird
look at this
curved
shit,
buildings and shit? What's over here?
More
impressive, opulent-looking buildings.
Wow.
They like the all-glass aesthetic.
Neat. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Let's go
look
down
a carnival,
street
dude.
Whoa.
It's like some food going on? No, that's a... It's oh, it is a carnival.
Yeah. Marina weird. Bay Carnival. Sponsored by Prudential.
So, yeah, let's take us closer to the heart of the city, it looks like.
Yeah.
Book your fun. There's a lot of English here, too.
Well, they're trying to get you... Of course there's English here. People want to come and see all this cool shit. Palm trees and all
so
this
how do we get over to that fucking area? That's where all
right, we're going to Singapore. Well, I hear they got pretty strict rules, but
you go to you go ahead, TJ. I'm going to Delhi where
or
the good food
TJ.
Is at.
There might be good food in Singapore. You don't even know what they eat in Singapore.
Fish.
Fish.
How much you want to bet it's a bunch of fucking fish, TJ?
I would bet you're right, dude.
All
right.
I'm looking up the Singapore diet, dude.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's find out what the staple of the Singapore diet is. And I tell you what, TJ, if it ain't fish,
I'm sure it is. They're on
the fucking hat right here on the goddamn show.
They're on the fucking
fish. Paul will eat his hat.
Yep, I'll eat my goddamn
okay.
hat.
Fair enough.
These people are eating beef or pork or fucking goats
so what's
more
the
than
national
they're eating fish.
Like dish?
Well, of course they're eating a lot of fish. They're on the water.
National
well,
fish
then
of
fuck
Singapore.
Me, TJ.
30 famous local foods to eat in Singapore before you die.
Here we go.
It's probably mostly fish. All right. Meat bone tea, pork rib soup.
Oh,
meat
shit.
Bone tea.
So
meat
strike one
bone
for Paul.
Tea. Wonton mee. Okay, I think it does look like fish on there.
Okay,
fried carrot cake. It does not look a thing like. I got to put this on the screen.
Well, I mean, whatever. That's a dessert.
Damn,
it's
Paul.
Not though.
Paul, looks
fried
like you might be
carrot
a little,
cake.
It's not a dessert.
Fried carrot cake.
Look
dude.
At it. It's
look
not
that.
Fucking dessert. That's something else.
Well, whatever. There's
that's
probably
meal,
some
dude.
Fucking fish tucked in there.
No, go back. You can read the description.
Singapore fried carrot cake is made with eggs, preserved radish, white radish flour cake. There's no
all right,
meat.
Well,
so there's actually no carrot in it.
Dim sum.
Yeah,
hell,
I've heard
yeah.
of that.
Like dim right. sum. Kaya toast and soft boiled eggs.
Food doesn't sound too good.
Crabs.
So far. I'll eat that.
Laksa.
What is that?
I don't know.
Whoa. Don't even scroll down again.
Yeah, no, keep going, dude.
Curry fish head.
Yeah, dude.
Get you some curry fish
dude,
head.
Dude, I want to take Paul to Singapore just to fucking order.
Yeah,
dude.
Have fun in Singapore, faggots. Either. I'll be over in Delhi where everything looks edible.
Fucking curried fish head, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Oh, no.
Ching, chang. Oyster omelet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'd eat most of this shit, honestly. That looks a little weird, but...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Saute is really good.
Saute,
I've had
yeah.
it before.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Barbecue, sambal, stingray.
Yeah, dude, give me some of that shit. They don't want some
I'll
stingray.
Try it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure what a stingray tastes like. I'd fucking
I'd
check it
I'd try some stingray.
What the fuck is that? That is... I don't know.
Doha?
That's a dessert made with tofu.
Oh, I can make that
shit.
Dessert for you guys.
No,
thank you, sir.
Give me 5 or 10 minutes.
All right, so Singapore's real clean.
Served warm, right around body temperature.
Singapore.
A lot of impressive
so, Singapore,
skyscrapers there.
Really,
very,
it's really safe.
Kind of what you really would expect, like very modern,
so
very
it
clean.
Looks like a fucking future utopia, basically.
Yeah, this looks like the next setting for Grand Theft Auto when they finally figure out that they need to move it into the future.
Yeah, I mean, this city looks like the city of the future. So now that we saw, this is the second safest city. So let's take a look at the second most dangerous city.
So Caracas.
Caracas, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
The most dangerous, by the way, is Los Cabos, Mexico, which we've already visited in a previous installation of this. So.
I'm going to go to Caracas.
If this guy don't get shot during this trip, then I call bullshit on this one as well. Just a smear campaign against the lovely, peaceful people of Venezuela.
Do we really need to see the fucking parking garage? I don't think so. Let's get on the streets. On the streets
Venezuela. Oh, a lot of trash so far. Definitely not the cleanest.
Still looks better than Delhi, but yeah, not looking the greatest there.
It's like a lot of this video is going to be people just stuck in traffic, possibly.
Trying to turn right.
We're not really seeing too much so far. Hopefully this will get going a little faster.
Want to zoom past this part, TJ?
I don't know, because it could just all be like this. You never know. You never know, Scotty.
So the traffic is pretty. So far, we've established the traffic all right, is
so
a
let's
fucking
see.
Nightmare.
Looks like they're moving again here.
Ooh, look at this. Oh, shit, dude.
A lot of bars.
A lot of bar.
Starting to look like Liberia around here.
Oh, yeah.
This place smacks of Liberia.
Dude, no Botar Basura, dude.
Oh, that's something about trash. Probably like...
No Botar Basura.
No putting trash over here.
Yeah, no fucking trash, bitches.
Wow, that's some Latin American ass right there.
Ooh.
Damn, graffiti.
They like to express themselves in Venezuelans.
Yeah, definitely something to give it over Delhi, dude, is that it's not jammed.
There is a bunch of trash, but it's not made of trash, so that's good.
It's all really, like all these really shitty cities, one thing they have in common is,
shitty.
There seems to be no rhyme or reason to anything, the infrastructure.
But you know what? Luckily, Pepsi is still there.
They still have Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, look at these potholes, dude. Oh, fuck, man. Those potholes are bad.
They should fill them with pot.
Oh, that's like a candy shop, dude. Cool. Drop me off right there, please.
Pinto Fora. I wonder how Venezuelan food is.
I bet it's probably pretty fucking bomb.
Dude, we need to do an episode on the foods of different places.
Yeah.
I want to do that next.
We need to just travel all over the world and eat a meal in every country.
Yeah, can we just like fucking go to the Food Network and be like, hey, we're three degenerate stoner neckbeard asshole losers who don't really know shit and probably are not qualified to ever do this, but can we have a show where we travel the world eating stuff?
Yes.
Yep. And they'd be like...
And hopefully they'll just be like, fuck brilliant. Yes. We love it. We love it.
You guys seem brilliant to me. You're hired.
Trump is the president of Food Network, too, dude.
You guys think you could do it on a $10, $15 million production budget?
We'll be cutting corners there.
That's when we buy a green screen and order takeout and pocket $14 million.
Oh, Singapore's crazy. Woo!
We're here in Singapore.
Yeah, we're here in...
If it looks like a cheap green screen effect, that's because your television is broken.
Yeah, look, people seem to be respecting lights and shit here. So, I mean, I don't know how bad you can really say
there's Law and Order. I mean, this doesn't look too bad right here.
We're here in Caracas, Venezuela, and tonight we're going to be eating some tacos.
Some bullets.
Yeah, from a place called Jim's Taco Shack. Dig in, guys. What do you think?
Red light.
This part all actually kind of...
Oh, no, I spoke to you, so they totally just ran that red light.
Well, you know, motorcyclists, they don't fucking
respect the same rules.
That's the same everywhere. Fucking bicyclists and motorcyclists just think they're above the law.
And look at these assholes, dude.
This part kind of reminds me of New Orleans, honestly. Let's get a New Orleans vibe now they're in a place where the streets are a little wider.
I mean, but like, why is this place dangerous? Because you're probably going to get shot or what?
This has a high murder rate. The second highest in the world, in fact.
We're not in the slums, which like a lot of
clearly this is probably not the area of town where you're going to get shot.
I don't know.
It could
you
be.
Don't know that.
I don't know that. I don't. I said probably.
That's probably how you get shot.
That's
why
the word probably means.
It's only slums go up in the hills, dude, and shit. And, like, you can't even get vehicles. The roads become so narrow. It's all just pedestrian traffic. And it's like there's really just no law and order.
I'm wondering, I know in Mexico it's like cartels. I don't know what it is here.
It's a lot of gang stuff.
Narcos.
Gangs and stuff. And yeah. Gang violence on the
dude,
streets.
What if you were totally wrong? TJ'd be in this area of town being like, this ain't the area people get shot. Let's go walk around. And they were like, don't you know? We do it backwards here in Venezuela.
The places that look nicer are the places we do the shooting, essay. The slums are relatively safe, but you wouldn't know that, white boy.
The very Mexican.
I guess I wouldn't.
Venezuelan.
Mexican Venezuelan.
Whatever, don't critique me, essay.
Well, why not? You're going to shoot me anyway. Might as well. All right. Yeah, I don't know, really. I mean, it looks all right for the most part. I mean, it's definitely, I've seen American cities looking worse than this. But apparently, you stand a good chance of getting fucking shot in the streets here.
I would say that American cities, I mean, even if they look kind of run down, like, people tend to still kind of obey the rules of the road and shit. I think.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I mean, a lot of the infrastructure does look really run down.
I mean, honestly, one thing you learn if you travel at all abroad is that traffic laws are way more respected in America than pretty much anywhere else.
Canada really respected. The UK seemed to have a pretty good. I mean, like, they drove really fast, but they still respected them.
They've got their own.
When I was in France and Nice
though.
And all that
France,
shit.
France, they don't give a fuck.
No,
dude.
They don't care. They don't give a shit.
Doesn't fucking matter at all.
So, anyway. Yeah, I mean, stand a pretty good chance of getting shot there. I think it's like 111 shootings per 10,000 or 100,000 or whatever the fuck. Pretty high rate of shootings.
No, thanks. I'll be in Delhi.
So this is some of the best and worst cities to drive in the world. And this looks like it's just America. Yeah, it's just an America list. So we don't know what the best.
We picked America. Well, I was doing one. I thought I'm going to do one in the U.S. So
Raleigh, North Carolina. Best place to drive. I really don't know why. I kind of drove around here. I don't really see much different about it. I guess maybe the layout of the roads is just really good or something.
I mean, look at this.
If you go back, it explains the methodology.
Okay. Let's see. Most Americans rely on cars to get around. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, 87% of daily trips take place
makes sense if you're an American,
in personal vehicles.
That's how we'll get
around. We don't have public
US.
Transit here for fucking shit. Blah, 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 blah. In truth, however, driving is often a major hassle and expense. Drivers annually spend an average of more than 290 hours on the road. For a full-time worker, that's the equivalent of a 7-week vacation. That's depressing. Add the cost of wasted time and fuel due to traffic congestion, and our collective tab comes to about $124 billion annually, or $1,700 per household. Fuck. How does anyone even afford to live in this shit country?
If you go to the bottom paragraph, that's where it kind of gets more into it.
But some cities are better than others behind the wheel. To determine those places, WalletHub compared 100 largest cities across 29 key indicators of driver friendliness. Our data set ranges from average gas prices to annual hours in traffic congestion per auto commuter to auto repair shops per capita. Read on for our findings.
So it's like basically just being a driver in general, like everything. Like
so this is just a driver-friendly place.
The most
not a lot of traffic congestions, lots of pretty reasonable fuel prices, lots of fucking stuff. For you to get your car detailed at a reasonable price and all that,
or repaired or whatever, yeah.
I mean, everything's clearly marked. All the lines are fresh, and that big intersection looked like the intersection of two big major thoroughfares, and it was handled really well.
Yeah, I think that the fact that there's like for a while there was just a big long nice turn lane there.
Really, with stuff like this is just really boring, but it's just really good planning. It's planning for population growth. It's planning. For people to be able to get around. And a lot of cities, like the area we live in, was really small until 2008 when Hurricane Katrina hit. Then a ton of people moved to this area where we live now.
Yeah, now the
infrastructure
terrible.
Just can't keep up with it. It's like it was designed for way less people. But no one ever anticipated, oh, well, a bunch of people are going to move to this parish overnight. So now we need to. Now it's like, constantly playing catch up. Like, this is an area that looked like it expanded at a nice pace. So the infrastructure was able to keep up with it. And it's been, well funded. I mean, so far, I haven't seen a ton of potholes.
Dude, Raleigh, North Carolina fucking is boring as shit, dude.
It's boring as shit, but it's a good place to drive.
Apple pie, TJ.
It's a good place to drive, but it's a place I'd never drive to. Because it sucks! What about worst? Is this worst driving? What is this?
This is best and worst in the world.
World's best and worst cities for driving. Okay.
And just so you know, we thought Tokyo and fucking Singapore got shafted on that stuff. They don't.
I could tell Singapore was nice to drive because it didn't even look like there was that many cars.
So I pulled Karachi.
Kolkata? Or you pulled Karachi?
I pulled Karachi. Because we already did one thing in India. I'm like, let's pull Pakistan.
All right, so let's take a look at Pakistan driving. 59% congestion, 11.20 mile per hour average speed. Gross. That sucks. So here we are, stuck in fucking Karachi.
What'd you expect? A traffic jam.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just heard that the traffic is horrible. Like, well, according to that van, all is well, though, so.
All
I like
is
the really colorful
well.
Buses they have. That's kind of cool.
Dude, look at Muneeb down there,
Muneeb.
He's happy about
his car.
Everyone's car.
People fucking
sponsored by.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? It's like advertising land, dude.
I didn't know Pakistanis were so ad
heavy. Is that like Korean on that bus? Is this like a tourist bus or something?
I don't know. Whoa. I thought they were going to hit the bus for a second.
Sweet Rafia. All is well. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, you might as well just get out and fucking walk.
Get there faster.
I mean, like, this is not moving. People are literally passing the cars.
Look at these buses. Like, as small of a gap as that is, like, this guy was trying to cut in between. Like, no, I can go. So, like, every available fucking gap of space, like, it's like, you can't just go, like, okay, I'm, like, in a traffic jam, like, here, where it's, like, there's a car behind you and a car in front of you. It's like, nope, you have people on the sides. You have people
I guarantee these people
you.
On these bikes get crushed between cars all the time.
Oh, dude, so many people probably just die every day here, just like, oh, this bus has to turn. Oh, you're dead.
Because, I mean, look how tightly compact these cars are together. And look at these people on bikes trying to kind of like get around them and go through them. I guarantee tons of times
there's just cars just and trucks, like endless
like
lines of cars and trucks.
And there's Pepsi again. Yep. It's everywhere.
Pepsi always is watching, everywhere. Always there. Pepsi.
Like the whole sides of the car, like the sides of the road are jammed with people parked.
Pedestrians crossing.
And there's just like, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to this. This is just people.
Well, dude, even if you wanted to look at the lines in the road, there's so many people, they're irrelevant.
There's no lines. I mean, maybe there
are.
But
I'm saying, even if there were lines, like...
I don't think I've even...
You can't even see the lines. There's so many
fucking people. You catch an occasional glimpse of the road here and there, but for the most part, you can't even see the fucking thing. It's so dense. Everyone's just driving on top of each other.
Dude, but not only that, you have to fucking put up with pedestrians, so it's not all these vehicles. Like, look, this guy is fucking weaving it on his little scooter there. I'm going to cut in front of you. And all it takes is one asshole to not pay attention. And it's like, they run over a pedestrian, kill them, hit a bicyclist, hit a fucking motorist, hit a rickshaw driver.
And people, look, there's no, the jaywalking is just a thing.
Yeah, people are just strolling out in
between. Oh, that's another street. There's just an intersection there, and they don't stop for the intersection. They're just trying to, you just get through as you can.
You have to get momentum, dude. Like, so you have to get enough people like, we're going now, and you force your way through.
Yeah, look at them. They got to just kind of push through. So there's no such thing as like a stoplight, or if there is, they're not paying attention to it. It's just like combat to try to cross the intersection.
Fuck this.
This is hideous.
This is unworkable.
This sucks. Wow, Pakistan.
It's just your turn. And like, and it doesn't get any better. It's not like you get anywhere. It's like you just do this the whole time till you get where you're going, I'm guessing.
Ugh.
Can you imagine if everywhere
this
you
would
went
be the most frustrating fucking country to
like
drive
you had to go
in.
Buy your cigarettes and you're just fighting people the whole way. It's like, move your car forward, move your car forward. Someone's
I'd have to
you.
Just live above a tobacco shop or something. This is awful.
Pay some poor bastard to bring them to you.
And then wait the 3 hours it takes for him to get to the corner store and back.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's really weird because most of these videos we've watched, it's like, yeah, you're going through, you're gonna get glimpse of how the city looks. This is how this street looks, and it's like you can't even do this here. It's like I think it's virtually impossible to even get an idea of like how this looks when it's empty.
There, I don't think it ever is.
Yeah, it probably isn't.
Wow. Note to self:
Karachi.
Don't
is
go
not,
to Pakistan.
Yeah, not on. Your
I think
phone.
I already had that note in my head, but I'm just kind of adding an addendum to it.
Well, you wouldn't be well-liked there anyways.
What are you talking about? I'm beloved everywhere I go.
Looks like this dude, like in the bottom right, is trying to negotiate getting in to the right lane and shit.
Yeah, I think you probably have to bribe people to go, dude. Probably have to give other drivers, like, fucking... I don't know what the fucking currency there is. Yeah, just like,
he's just point.
He's just like,
I hit him.
Oh, wreck, dude.
Oh.
Oh, that dude fucking hit him, dude. I bet you that happened.
They don't even care.
Yeah, they don't give
it's just like, all right.
They're like, well,
it's not even a deal.
In the U.S., a soccer mom would get out. I cannot believe you just did
there's
that.
No, yeah, if you get an offender bender, just, the procedures keep going. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't even yell at each other. It was like, fuck,
it's
keep
like,
going.
Like, whatever.
They're bumper cars, basically.
What's this guy doing? Is this guy like loading shit in the back? Oh, my God. What a clusterfuck this is. Dude, this would drive, like, if you weren't born into this, this would drive you fucking insane. I'm sure it already drives them insane, but I can't imagine going to some country like this and just being like, just... not be able to move or get anywhere unless I had like fight with everyone around me just constantly. I guess it's kind of just like the ultimate selfish society when you see this shit. It's like it's literally just a bunch of fucking organisms all just fighting for their little bullshit. Like there's no give and take. It's just like give, 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 give.
Take, 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 take. Wow. Well, that looks fucking horrible.
Well, I'm going to go curl up into a ball and have a fucking panic attack now.
I know, right? Don't you feel stressed just even looking at it?
I don't know, dude. I feel like I want to cry just looking at it.
So now we're going to happiest.
Hey.
So, Paul, you've been downtrodden a lot this episode.
Even though Finland has high rates of alcoholism and suicide, I guess they're happy? I don't know.
Yeah, buddy.
So here we go, Finland.
So, dude, they actually jumped over. Like, a lot of people talk about Norway, talk about Denmark. What about fucking Finland, guys?
Finland.
Isn't it fucking Finland's time to get some fucking recognition in the goddamn
world?
So,
I'm going to go down the street in Finland, and one thing you probably notice...
Well, this isn't Helsinki. This isn't the capital.
Yes, this is Helsinki, Finland. One thing you probably notice is...
Helsinki.
Oh, Helsinki.
Helsinki.
Sorry, Paul.
Paul's a Finnish expert.
Yeah, our local Finnish expert, Paul. So Paul, yeah,
he knew a girl once from Finland.
I did.
Paul wanted to bone a girl from Finland. All
right, so you'll notice everything here has a very utilitarian vibe.
Dude, Paul, I think you need to tell people about your experience.
Everything is a box, and nothing really jumps out too much at you. Like,
I think we need to make Paul tell his story.
Look at this pizzeria. Like, it's just like, we're a pizzeria. If you want to come have some pizza, it's fine. You know, it's not like.
Are you done, TJ?
What? I'm talking about.
Are you done?
Am I done talking about the subject we're here to fucking talk about?
I'd rather hear Paul's fucking story about being rejected by the Finnish chick.
All right.
Well, I knew it. I knew a Finnish.
Never mind, Paul. Never mind.
I knew a Finnish chick in high school, and she wouldn't fuck me.
That's it, dude.
But she was pretty awesome. This is one of the countries that I will disappear to. If I'm ever rich and you never hear from me again, chances are I ended up somewhere in Finland. Because I just love how, like, yeah, there's a little bit of advertising for these businesses, but for the most part,
it's very modest.
Yeah, because it just, like, nobody wants that shit. Their cities aren't just filled with billboards for businesses and shit. It's a very functional environment. I like it.
It's very, like, pragmatic. It's like their city, looks. It seems well-designed. They have some, it looks like very decent public transit. I'm not really sure.
It does.
I feel like spending time in Finland would be like kind of like a psychic douche. You know what I mean? It's just like putting the psychic douche nozzle in your ear and just cleaning all the stupid corporate branding out of your head for a little while.
Remember, we're actually reading about Finnish people and was like,
check this out. It just says pub.
Das Pub, dude.
I guess his name is Karu.
Maybe.
See that on the
I don't know. Yeah, awning. I think so. There's like a sign here.
Very low key. I think it's just the food they serve.
Kuma? Something like that? I don't know.
I think it's just like...
Everything is just so fucking subtle and understated. Like, God, in our country, like, everything just insists upon itself. Like, come on down to Slim Shack. Come get your flim flams now! 2-for-1 flim flams here at Scrubby Booty Doo. You know,
I mean, I've not seen
flim flams.
I don't know.
I haven't seen one crazy
inflatable kind of widget, you know?
Tube man anywhere in fucking Finland.
Yeah, like
nothing. I will say this: like nothing of the aesthetic there, like really jumps out at you. It's all very just plain and understated. But I guess that's just. It's probably a reflection of the culture they have there.
Yeah, everything's very utilitarian, and like this is what it's for.
TJ, weren't you telling me that Finland? It's like. Small talk is like kind of seemed like almost a suspicious.
Yeah,
like,
I think I pulled a little bit about it right here. This is about when I was looking at Finland, I'm like it's so stark and like barren in a way. So I was reading about the psychology of Finland, and it says here on Psychology Today, the key to the Finnish character is quietude. Finns rarely enter into conversation with strangers. Words are chosen carefully. Small talk is considered suspect. Instead, Finns revere sacred silence and hold that keeping quiet is healthy and promotes thoughtfulness.
Wow.
So totally the opposite of America in pretty much every way, shape, or form.
Dude, so if we went to Finland, we'd be regarded as like just oafs. Like having a loud conversation in a pub, they'd just be like, who the fuck are these retards?
So here's another thing. Laughing out loud isn't common either. Children are taught early on to resist their impulses. Bragging about personal accomplishments is the worst thing a Finn can do. If you can't control yourself, you are regarded as immature.
We all qualify for that.
So, I mean, like, we would be, like, boisterous,
go back real quick.
Childish idiots.
Okay. It said something about Finland not being a place for complainers.
Oh, shit, that? Dude. We're fucked.
Go up.
Up?
Yeah. Scroll up a little bit. I don't know. I read it some. Oh, yeah, right there. Sisu, meaning guts, grit, determination, is another valued hallmark of the Finnish character. Finland is no place for complainers, and long, dark Arctic winters have shaped some of the hardiest and most stoic human beings on Earth. So I guess I don't want to go to Finland then.
Yeah, dude.
They wouldn't have no place for me there. I'm a professional complainer.
Yeah, and like, if you were there, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like we would be like so boisterous and shit just from like the fact of where we're from. And I can tell you, just even going around Europe like we did a few years back, you could always tell when there was Americans around because they were so much louder, so much more insistent upon themselves than any other people. It's like, you know, our whole country just is a big swinging dick, and you can always hear a group of Americans coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, look at that shit, man. Oh, damn, that fucking bitch is crazy, dude. La, 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 la.
The only country I found that not to be true, because they were...
Yeah, Italy.
Was, if not louder, was Italy. Like, because Italians are so fucking loud,
because we seem demure,
dude,
compared to those people. Yeah, for sure. But wow, just a very barren, stark, utilitarian country. Looks kind of cool. I don't know. Might be nice for a visit.
Probably be waist deep in snow in the winter.
Yeah, you probably want to go during whatever the warmest season is, because it sounds like it's pretty frigid
a
lot of the time.
We get up to fucking 10.
So what is this? Misery. So we saw a happy country. Let's take a look at a miserable country.
Zimbabwe.
Welcome to Zimbabwe, bitch. Let's see what it's like. Whoa, shut up. Shut up, Zimbabwe.
Well, I'll give it this guy. He's actually stopping at a red light.
Yeah, at least they can fuck it. At least they understand how to do traffic to some extent.
And I can make heads and tails of their fucking traffic system here.
Yeah, they have red lights and they have a system. Pakistan had no system.
Yeah.
That's what that anyone who's like, I'm an anarchist, people will self-organize, just show them Pakistani traffic and be like,
why don't you go down to Karachi?
Yeah. Enjoy their anarchist traffic design.
Designed and tested by anarchists.
Look at how the people self-organize.
Functional.
So, yeah. Let's see. So, why are people in this country so miserable, Scotty?
If we go back, TJ, it'll tell you.
Well, I'm not going to go back because we're looking at it now, so you tell me. Tell me why people of Zimbabwe are so miserable.
Why are they so miserable?
Yeah, well, what's wrong? What's wrong, Zimbabwe?
Well, I don't know if are you aware of what inflation is, TJ?
Yeah.
Well, so this guy's got
that's
a Mercedes.
That's what my gut continues to do with each passing year.
Well, that's definitely true. Well, this guy's driving a Mercedes. I don't think he might be excluded from this conversation, but a lot of people in Zimbabwe, like,
they're broke as shit.
Yeah, well, the money, the currency there, like, they had hyperinflation in Zimbabwe. Like, yeah. Obviously it was a dictatorship as well, so people weren't very free to...
Oh, kind of like modern America, yeah.
But I think it was like the highest inflation in the world. Like there were like $6 trillion notes or whatever.
So that you're telling me the fruit of that fruit stand is probably like, you know, that'll be 27 million zingzots or whatever the fuck the currency.
Zingzots, dude.
I don't think they take zingzots, but...
Okay, so you know off the top of your head Zimbabwe currency. I fucking apologize.
I think it's the Zimbabwean dollar.
Is just called a dollar? Nah, that's a zingzot. That's way more fun.
Okay, well, the dollar or zingzots to TJ?
Let's put it up to a vote.
Just a very impoverished country. I mean, like it's kind of like, you know, Europe after, you know, World War One. You have this hyperinflation. The price of stuff is constantly changing. Obviously, there's shortages of, you know, medicine and doctors and
healthcare.
Looks
like kind of a... I don't know if it's just the section we're in or whatever, but it seems like a pretty sparsely populated city.
Yeah, if you told me this was Detroit, I'd believe you.
Like, I don't see too many people around. I mean, obviously there's some hustle and bustle, but it doesn't really seem like it's like alive and buzzing with a whole lot of commerce either. But, you know, I don't know.
They're a bunch of misery laden people here, dude. They're all carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders.
And it sucks because they got a way better climate, I think, than
I don't know. It's probably pretty fucking hot there.
Yeah, it is getting pretty hot, but at least there's not like, you know, 9 months of like frigid, dark coldness.
Dude, that's what carves a stoic Northman. TJ.
Yeah, I don't want to be a stoic Northman.
I believe
Northman.
A lot of their new infrastructure too has been funded by China. So I mean, you'll see, like, oh, that kind of looks nice. I'm pretty much sure that's mainly been done through China.
Oh, so it's like the Chinese are taking it over.
Well, making the country depend on their infrastructure. And
China likes to do that, huh? They like to get other countries dependent on them.
It's a good strategy.
So what's this? Oh, I figured we'd just wrap this up by going back to Bastrop.
We kind of went through the neighborhoods of Bastrop last time.
Let's figure out why Zimbabwe is so
pissed.
Well,
there you go. Unemployment is 95%.
Struggle with violence, corruption, political intimidation. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad, I guess. Sounds like a good reason.
Mainly
to be upset.
An agrarian society, so the crops suffer, people suffer, infrastructure is lacking, its regulatory structure is insufficient. Basically, their country doesn't really function as a state. There's no functioning
state. I
gotcha.
So it's just shit. I like this guy. God bless America. Just sitting on the stoop.
So where are we at here again?
We're in Bastrop, Louisiana again. This is one of the best places we ever visited. This is the home of Poor Folks 1 and 2, both out of business. But last time we just kind of drove through some neighborhoods. I figured we'd kind of like take a look
at
the main drag.
What's that place called?
Yeah, that eatery there.
What's that place called? Fat?
Eat a Bite.
PJ's Eat a Bite.
Damn, Paul.
Damn, we already found the place I want to roll.
Yeah,
I bet that's pretty good, too. I bet that's good eating in there. I bet that's a good little diner.
Dude, let's fucking... I'll look at
let's go to PJ's Eat a Bite in Bastrop, dude. How far away is Bastrop? It can't be that far.
You want Yelp, TJ? Let's see what...
I'm gonna look it up. I'm looking up PJ's Eat a Bite right now.
PJ's Eat a Bite.
Not the greatest reviews in the world, but...
Oh, man, come on, dude.
It ain't that bad. It's not like...
Read us some reviews.
Well, I was going to show
What's
you their
the best
menu.
Food in Bastrop, TJ?
I don't know.
Yeah. You can look on Yelp.
This menu is not the greatest picture quality, but...
They got
this looks like a
food?
Breakfast place.
Yeah, it's like they got some breakfast shit. Biscuits and gravy.
It's really fucking cheap.
You can get it with sausage gravy or white gravy.
It's like $3 or $4, dude. We can
get two biscuits and gravy. Fucking $3.95, or if it's just white gravy, $2. People are poor there. They can't afford
$1.95 for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Damn,
dude, that's fucking cheap as shit.
We're going to Bastrop. We're going to fucking
Eating
Bastrop.
Cheap in Bastrop.
Yeah, dude. PJ's Eat a Bite, dude.
The budget.
There's
inn.
A budget inn. We could stay there.
We'll stay there so we can be close to the PJ's Eat a Bite.
Go to the PJ's Eat a Bite every morning for our 2 month Bastrop vacation.
We could go look Slickman's. At some furniture.
We go rent some tuxedos.
Fuck yeah,
shit.
Dude. We'll look dapper when we go to PJ's Eat a Bite.
That does not look like it's still in business. I don't know.
Mm.
It says G.O.R. Boone Insurance, but then on the sign it says Floyd
Whoa,
Psychotherapy
dude.
Group.
We can go get our fucking...
where every client matters.
We can go be help not only financially, but mentally.
Health and Body Dream Tree Alkaline Water.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those places, dude.
It's a Capital One. They got a bank.
Edward Jones there. Remember, Bastrop, I think the reason we looked at Bastrop before is because it has the highest burglary rate.
Yep.
Bastrop's not looking too bad, honestly.
I mean, it doesn't look too bad. I mean, the neighborhood part looks like shit, but, I mean, it doesn't really look like there's much here to... do or
yeah not much
PJ's real. Eat a Bite is really
that looks like the main thing,
dude.
So
I
want to
hear some reviews on PJ's Eat a Bite, dude. I want to find
tell
out
us
why
about,
it doesn't have
right,
great reviews, TJ.
I mean, the reviews are okay, they're not terrible. Let's see, I'll see if I can find very good, eaten here a few times, home cooked goodness. Okay,
yeah, see,
and they got pictures, dude. Let's see some pictures from PJ's Eat a Bite, TJ.
All right, I mean, you guys are obsessed with fucking PJ's.
We are,
Eat a Bite.
Dude.
It looked delicious, and fucking breakfast sounds great right now.
Well, it looks like they serve lunch and shit too.
Oh,
well, that doesn't look bad, Wait. Dude. What the hell? This
that's
is
not
a...
that's Jim's Steaks. I don't know what the
yeah,
fuck
what the
that
hell,
is.
TJ?
All right,
no,
only,
it's not PJ's.
That's
PT's Eat a Bite. Oh,
wait,
never
what
mind.
The fuck?
This place sucks.
Oh, shit, dude. No, oh, no, Paul. You
this
wanted
place
to go
sucks.
Here.
Boo.
Oh, no. We're taking Paul,
Boo.
Dude. Oh, that looks... Oh, no, dude.
I guess this is actually in Monroe, so we're in Monroe right
now. Monroe, boy.
Well, no, it says it's Bastrop. I don't know. whatever. A lot of times Louisiana is confused about where fucking towns begin and end for some reason.
Yeah, not the greatest look. So this the kind of the heart
going
of commerce.
Going down over the tracks there.
All right.
Oh, shit, Paul, if you want to go over the tracks, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Let's go back into town.
Oh, wait, that's going back into town. All right, head back the other way.
Well, no, we already fucking went. There's nothing that way, so let's see what's over here. Ooh.
There you go.
Morehouse Parish Police Jury? The fuck is that?
I don't want to go to that place.
GQ Fashions, dude.
Steve's Jewelry.
Steve's holding out on us yet again. Let's keep going down that way, TJ.
Which way?
Just go straight.
Straight? Okay. Yeah.
So we can find.
What is that?
Swan Theater.
Ooh.
So they got nothing going on. Paul,
looks
look
a little
at that,
swanky.
Dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Not bad.
Le Batamon.
Drive-through. Drive-through what?
Yeah, drive-through nothing.
I don't see shit.
Drive-through has ceased to be. Oh, that boarded up building.
Doesn't look like there's a whole lot going on.
Bastrop mini warehouses. Keep your shit so it doesn't get burglarized, I guess. Let's see what the billboard says. Better left unread than dead.
Oh, it's an anti-texting.
Oh, it's anti-texting.
While driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't text.
Another problem. That's a fucking egregious problem that we have going on in Bastrop, dude.
Bastrop seems like just a really fucking depressing place
you
to be.
You know what it is, dude? You steal someone else's cell phone. Start
I mean, texting, I don't even
driving.
I think they're just stealing out of boredom there.
Why do places that suck always sound like places that suck? Like, Bastrop, like, is real close to ass flop. You know what I mean?
Flop.
And, like, it just sounds like when you hear Bastrop, you know, you don't think you're going to an up. You don't think you're going to a swanky place. Yeah,
it never
you know
fails.
I mean?
Like everywhere we go around the world, I can always spot a Coke or a Pepsi sign somewhere. I think that they're the true rulers of this fucking planet, dude. I think Coke and Pepsi just own this bitch, and they have their little staked out zones. And I think that the civil war rages on globally between Coke and Pepsi. That's my fucking conspiracy
theory.
The
Coke Pepsi war.
Yeah, I mean, like, how else do you explain that no matter where you go on this fucking earth, you can't, you can always spot one of them.
They got a Shamrock station. Look at that. You don't see
those.
Wow.
You
don't see those, dude.
You don't see that shit.
There's one of those in San Antonio, dude. There's one.
One.
One Shamrock.
That's like it says meh.
Meh.
They'll come, TJ.
Meh.
Amazon drone's going to fly into your house, dude.
Yeah, I think
take it over, dude.
That PT's Eat a Bite is the only restaurant that I've seen PJ's. In Bastrop.
Well, dude, we got to go. Add it to our list.
You know
maybe
what?
Maybe on our way to the Big Chief.
I
want to
know what
PT's,
other fucking
dude.
Restaurants.
You know what, dude? Paul, we fucking promised people Big Chief, man. We have not fucking delivered, dude.
I know. We got to do the Big Chief.
So, I mean, if you want to make Bastrop happen, that's fine with me. But honestly, I got an axe to grind first. Like, we got to go to Big Chief.
It's not on the way.
It's not
we
on
can't
the way.
Swing through Bastrop up to the Big Chief?
No, it's a total opposite direction.
Shit.
Where we need to go.
Fuck tits, man. Because I want to eat at PT's Eat a Bite.
No,
get,
dude, there's one way we're going, Paul.
You want to know
there's
what my dream
direction
is,
we're going
Scotty?
To, dude.
Breakfast at PT's Eat a Bite, dinner at the Big Chief. Boom, that's a day right there. That's a man's day.
All
right,
we are going to look at the top fucking
the best
restaurants
spots to eat at.
In Bastrop, dude. And PT's Eat a Bite is number 3.
Oh, shit. So number 3. Well, so what is number 1, though?
Granny's Family Restaurant.
Ooh. Well, yeah, you
have
go to
fun,
Granny's.
Paul.
I'll
have
be
fun,
PT's
Paul. I'm at
Eat
fucking
a Bite.
Granny's.
Look at that shit. It's got like it's got old segmented plates and shit.
Yeah, it looks
like Granny's,
not
dude.
Only that, but it looks like it's what's left after a granny ate half of her
oh,
fucking
God, dude.
Dinner
oh,
at a fucking
I'm,
old folks home.
That,
so you go ahead.
That bite. Is a depressing plate
nah,
of food.
Dude.
Oh yeah, oh
I'm
yeah,
I'm going to Granny's,
Scotty.
Dude. I'm going to Granny's.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a buffet, too.
Oh, gross.
Oh, we're going, dude.
Oh, my God. That looks hideous.
We're going to Granny's.
Hideous.
No, Paul, you think I'm going to let you have that fucking delicious PJ's Eat a Bite? Dude, all right,
so
that.
Then number 2 is Fiesta Linda
well, this
Mexican
might hurt Paul
restaurant.
Even more. A bad
this
Mexican
is the only
restaurant?
Picture we have of that.
Oh, dude, because, Paul, you'll be thinking of that. What's that place, Sal's?
There's PT's Eat a Bite.
What's the place in Fresno you love, Paul?
Yeah, Sal's Mexican.
Oh, do you'll be thinking of Sal's so you eat this depressing
that just looks
Mexican
like a
food.
Puddle of shit.
Dude, PT's Eat a Bite is going to be good, dude. You know this.
Have fun, dude. I thought it was PT's. It's actually PT's.
All right, they got Slay Den's Barbecue.
Oh, dude, what? I got to go
there,
dude.
Look at that, Slay Den's.
Oh, dude, I'm going there.
It's Slayden's, dude. Come on.
No, it's Slay Den.
No, it's Slay Den.
The Den of Slay. I'll eat that.
Dude, I'm going to eat
that. I mean, yeah, it looks edible.
I mean, nothing there looks good, though. People, man, if you're in Bastrop, Louisiana, fucking get out. Yeah. Save yourselves. Because, I mean, wow. There's no good food there. It looks like there's pretty much zero culture of any kind
dude,
there.
No, you cannot say that there's no good food there.
Why not?
Because you ain't never ate at PT's Eat a Bite.
All right. Well, let's go, Paul.
No, I want to take Paul the
Granny's. Let's hop in the car right now and go to PT's
Eat a Bite. Let's take
Paul
to Granny's
Buffet,
dude. It's
going to be
closed
when we get there.
It'll be open, Paul.
It ain't going to be open.
PT's Eat a Bite don't never close.
It's a breakfast joint.
Hey, don't you see this is a fucking subterfuge by Paul? He wants to go to fucking Bastrop desperately. But he wants to control where he goes there, dude.
I wonder how far we are. I'm going
to
check.
We got to fucking make Paul go to fucking Granny's Buffet, dude. The number one rated restaurant in Bastrop.
I've got some young lovelies in Bastrop,
dude,
that I want to visit.
It's ranked number one, though. You're asking for the number three place. I'm asking for the number one place.
I don't believe that shit.
I'm asking for number one, Paul.
A mere 4 hours and 17
four
minutes
hours.
Away.
Easy peasy.
We could be there. We could be in Bastrop now, gentlemen.
Dude, we could do a head-to-head thing. And, like, see which one is actually better. We'll go to Granny's fucking nasty, filled with old-ass, fucking saggy-assed, church-going retirees.
Oh, dude, Granny's gonna be fucking good, dude.
Look like a plate of just absolute
slop. I'm going to do a spoiler alert for you guys. There is nothing in Bastrop is edible. I can just tell looking at the pictures.
So we got
the
three different angles here. Scotty thinks that Granny's is going to be the best shit ever.
It's all going to suck.
I think PT's Eat a Bite is going to be the best, and TJ thinks that
I think it's just going to uniformly suck.
See, the sad thing about this though is that TJ gets to win no matter what, because even if it's really good, he's just going to be like,
"Sucks."
Well, so I can be right. They both sucked. Boo! You won't even take a. Why don't you pick a restaurant, TJ?
Why don't I pick one?
Why don't we do a three restaurant
tour? Let's take Sladen's, dude.
No,
Sladen's,
because it all looks like shit. There's nothing that looked good.
Sladen's, TJ's favorite restaurant.
We got the people need to know, dude. The people at Bastrop need to know what the best place to eat in town is.
Listen, if you're a viewer of ours that lives in or near Bastrop, send us a video of you going to those places and tell us about the food and the experience. We want to know. That's our correspondence fucking assignment for the day. If you live in or near Bastrop,
and you film yourself going to one of these places and prove you're in Bastrop.
If you fucking shoot a video of you going there and eating the food and it's good enough to use on our show, I will give you $27.98.
Wow. A generous
boom
offer.
Money making opportunity. Plus, I'll pay for the cost of your food as long as you don't go crazy.
That's fair.
How could you fucking even go crazy at PT's Eat a Bite?
I don't know.
It's like $2 for
what if they go
cheese?
There and they're like, I'll take 700 mozzarella sticks because the amazing atheist said he paid for it.
Well, they're going to have to pay for it first. So
that's true.
You're going to have to pay them back. So they're like, it's
$900. I'd be like, fuck you, I lied.
You just be like,
no.
Puffery. See you later.
Here, if I'll give you $29 and whatever I said since. And also, you got a food budget of, I don't know, $40.
Why don't you just pay for your own food? Let's all go and eat ourselves over there. Fuck.
Because I don't feel like driving 4 hours and fucking 19
minutes.
I'll
go to the Big Chief. I ain't going to Bastrop. That's how I feel.
Yeah, Big Chief actually looks good. Bastrop
believed
like
in
shit.
Granny's old-fashioned restaurant.
No, he
Scotty.
Doesn't. It looks disgusting.
Now that bravado has evaporated.
Of course it has. It's bullshit.
All right, Paul.
He doesn't want to go
I'll
to
tell
head.
You what, Paul. You
he doesn't want to go
you know
heads
you can
up.
Talk shit when your ass drives up to Bastrop.
Bastrop.
Hey. Hey, why don't we just do it one day, Scotty? Me and you, one of these days.
Yeah. Why don't you guys go do that
we take
by
a
yourselves
we take a
without
day
me?
Off.
I'm good.
We take a road trip to Bastrop.
I like
road
this
trip
idea.
To Bastrop, dude. That's
dude,
like
I think
a
you guys should do it.
Terrible idea.
You know what? let's let the audience
idea.
Vote on it.
Let the audience vote on it. No thanks. I
don't hashtag
let them send
Paul and Scotty to Bastrop.
Oh, man.
No, dude. You're going too.
No,
nope,
I ain't going.
Oh, fuck that. Then we ain't
I get to stay behind. Because you know what? It's like Paul was saying the other day. There's not enough stuff where it's just you and Paul.
You know what? I'm
the
going
Paul
to
and Scotty dynamic needs to be explored.
I'm
I think that's
Chief.
The perfect way to do it.
I'm going to Big Chief, dude.
Nope. Paul and Scotty to Bastrop. Hashtag now.
Go.
Hashtag forever.
I'm going to Big Chief, TJ. All
right. The show's I'm over. Going. Goodbye. Hope you see enjoyed ya. It. Fuck off and die. Paul broke his vape.
Paul's vape is dead. No.
My vape is.